News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the international food charity World Central Kitchen has made the decision to suspend its operations following the killing of 7 aid workers in that Israeli airstrike on Monday. We're joined by Tess Ingram, UNICEF Communications Specialist. Tess, this airstrike is obviously first and foremost a tragedy, but it's also had a huge impact on the delivery of aid into Gaza.
Yeah, it has. It's, you know, absolutely outrageous that these brave colleagues who were just trying to help deliver food to the incredibly hungry people of Gaza were killed is unacceptable. On top of that, now there is food aid floating in the opposite direction, and that is also unacceptable. People here are so hungry. Mothers and children that I speak to talk about the sheer lack of food, having to search really hard to find something to eat. And so this is a loss from so many angles.
Obviously, World Central Kitchen were very important in terms of getting non-governmental aid into the territory. I presume this is going to have a dramatic impact on an already pretty awful situation.
Yeah, it is. Look, World Central Kitchen provided more than 35 million meals since October to the people of Gaza. So they play a really pivotal role here in getting food in and getting it across the Gaza Strip, along with other, you know, UN agencies like the World Food Programme. And so this is going to have an impact for sure. You know, one, not being able to get all of that aid off the ship that arrived, but also World Central Kitchen pausing their operations for the time being. From a UNICEF perspective, we're staying and delivering. I'll be going out today on a mission. But it's certainly the conditions that we're operating in are not okay, and we need better safety assurances on the ground.
Now, look, the work you do there is extraordinary, but you wouldn't be human if you didn't have worries and concerns. And I'm sure for you personally, those concerns have been exacerbated by the awful deaths, that the awful killing of those 7 aid workers.
Yeah, absolutely. You, as you say, you can't not be concerned about that. You lie in bed at night and the walls shake around you. But I can only imagine what it would be like to be a child in a tent, displaced, you know, 6 or 7 times, maybe lost a family member. I spoke to one little girl who told me every time she heard thunder, she got scared and thought it was an airstrike. So it's loud, it's scary, but, you know, as a UN worker, I'm one of the most protected people here in Gaza.
Have you thought of leaving yourself?
No, I haven't. I'm here to stay for the time being.
We have heard, and you've outlined again how bad the conditions are. I mean, are we at the point or near the point of, I don't know at what point you are at. You can't say it is famine, but are we close to that point?
Absolutely. Famine could, you know, be declared at any moment now. The experts who analysed the situation said any time between now and May. So, look, when you see people here, you hear their stories, it is very clear that hunger, starvation are issues. And we know that children are dying from malnutrition and dehydration in the north, and that is incredibly painful. The frustrating thing for us is that we know that we can treat this, we can prevent it, we can stop them from dying if only we can get the aid to them. But right now we're not able to do that, and as a humanitarian that is devastating.
What did you make of the comments from Benjamin Netanyahu that the deaths were tragic and unintended, and the apology from the Israeli president? Were you in any way persuaded by those?
Look, even wars have rules. And under those rules, civilians must be protected. That includes humanitarian aid workers. That includes journalists. We've seen almost 200 humanitarian aid workers, including 174 from the UN, killed since the beginning of this escalation. Loads of journalists and 32,000 Palestinians. So the rules of war are important, and they need to be adhered to.
Are you saying those words ring hollow?
Yes, I'm saying those words ring hollow to me.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Tess Ingram, UNICEF Communications Specialist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.